Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. It's a great day to be with you. Today's topic is language.
Today's title is Difficult Questions. Difficult Questions. What do you think today will be about?
Well, Pauline, that's a difficult question.
No, it's not. Well, we know that there are many ways to ask questions in English. I think this will be a helpful lesson. Let's read it together now.
In the Jungle Cafe, Alan is upset because a customer shouted at him. Alan said, "You want ketchup?" But she shouted, "No. If I want something, I'll ask." At the office, Tina is leaving work early. She's going to see her hairdresser for a haircut. But don't worry, she'll work extra hours tomorrow.
So we meet a new friend today in the Jungle Cafe.
Oh, no, we don't. I know Alan.
Well, our friends don't know Alan. Anyways, it doesn't look like Alan is having a good day. Someone shouted at him.
Uh-oh. There are good customers and there are bad ones, too. I hope he is all right.
We will be looking at some English questions along with our story today. I think we should get started.
I agree. Okay, friends, so let's go to our teacher, Christina, with those keywords. Then we'll get started with our lesson. Here we go.
Hello, 在 Jungle Cafe 工作的 Alan 好像有一点烦躁不开心的样子。Alan is a little upset. 形容词 upset 是心烦、苦恼、不开心的意思。原来刚才有一位客人大声吼他。A customer shouted at him. 动词 shout 就是吼叫大声说话。Alan 不过是问他要不要番茄酱，结果那位客人非常生气地吼他。番茄酱是 ketchup. You want ketchup? 这到底有什么好生气的？我们等一下来看看。Tina 今天上班要早退，她对 James 说 I'm leaving now. 动词 leave 就是离开。他要早退是因为跟美发师约好了。美发师是 hairdresser. She is going to see her hairdresser. Tina 的美发师不好约，她只好今天早退去剪头发，明天再多做一些把时数补回来。She'll work extra hours tomorrow. 形容词 extra 就是额外的。
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hi, Taylor.I'm a little upset.
Oh no, why?
The customer shouted at me.
What happened?
I said, "You want ketchup?" Then she shouted, "No, if I want something, I'll ask."
I see. The customer didn't understand you.
Oh, what should I say next time?
Well, this is a good question to ask someone. Hey, Peter, how are you?
I am well. I have to tell you a little story that happened to me
good.
Today.
Good, I'm glad you are doing well.
I haven't even told you my story. I was answering your question. How are you? I am well, but
good.
Let me...
Good. Good.
Pauline...No, I'm getting upset.
Perfect. We need to talk about that word today. Alan is a little upset.
Well, I know how he feels.
When we are upset, this can mean a few different emotions. You could feel sad.
Yes.
Or frustrated or angry.
Yes, and yes.
Or maybe even worried. Then you can say, "You look upset."How are you? Oh, Peter, I'm sorry. I've been focused on teaching. Did I make you upset?
A little bit, but it's okay. I am more worried about Alan. What happened?
A customer shouted at him.
A customer comes to your store to enjoy what you have to sell. Why would they yell? That is very rude.
Well, they said, if I want something, I'll ask.
Please say that again.
Okay, just because you asked, if you want something, I'll ask. But why?
Because if I want something, I'll ask is today's
calendar phrase.
If I want something, I'll ask.
If I want something, I'll ask.
如果我想要什么，我会说。
Hey, do you want ketchup?
If I want something, I'll ask.
Do you want salt?
If I want something, I'll ask.
Do you want a drink?
If I want something, I'll ask.
Well, do you want anything?
Yes. I want you to stop talking so I can eat.
Well, why didn't you ask?
If I want something, I'll ask.
If I want something, I'll ask.
如果我想要什么，我会说。
So the next time you want something, just ask.But remember to do it politely.
But I still don't understand why they were upset. Alan just asked, do you want ketchup?
Well, no, he asked, you want ketchup?
They sound the same to me.
Well, how about we have Christina explain this a little bit more?
Alan 实在不明白客人为什么要吼他，对他发脾气。他告诉 Taylor,A customer shouted at me. 所以 shout at someone 就是对某个人大声吼。介系词 at 后面接人，有针对某人或者是向某人做某个动作的意思。比如有个女孩正在对你微笑的话，你就可以说 The girl is smiling at me. 要是你姐姐生你的气的话，你可以说 My sister is mad at me. 她为什么生你的气呢？是不是你刚才拿石头去丢那只狗呢? Did you throw a stone at the dog? 看到了吗?这些情况下都要用介系词 at.
Oh, okay, now I understand. Thank you, Christina. But that is too bad. The customer didn't understand Alan.
Hey, this is today's grammar point. Let's go to Rebecca.
Hey everyone, I know that today you're going to have a lot of fun. Why? Well, you get to learn a grammar point. If you want to say that you or somebody else didn't do something, you could use this grammar point. For example, I didn't understand Sam's directions. Or you could say, you didn't complete your homework.Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So what should Alan say next time?
Well, maybe he can just put the word do in front to make it more clear.
Okay, that is one way, but we do need to practice how we sound when we speak. I think sometimes you could say, you want ketchup, or you want ketchup?They mean two very different things when you're listening.
That's a good point. The sound kind of lifts up at the end when we're asking a question.
Maybe you could ask it two different ways. When I am speaking to other people in Chinese or in English, sometimes I'll ask the question one or two different ways just to make sure they understand.
Another good word to use is would you. Would you like some ketchup?Would you is a nice, polite question.
Well, friends, right now we need to take a break, and we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. So what if you hear someone, they ask you a question, but you're not quite sure? What could you ask in return?
Well, an easy one is to say, excuse me, but make sure that me goes up so they know it's a question. Excuse me?
Yeah, or you could say, please, could you say that again? I didn't hear you clearly.
That's great. All right, well, let's go on to conversation B. Hopefully you can hear it clearly. Okay, James, I'm leaving now. See you tomorrow.
It's only 3 o'clock. Why are you going so early?
I have an appointment with my hairdresser.
You're leaving work for a haircut. Why don't you go after work or on the weekend?
I can't get an appointment then. Don't worry, I'll work extra hours tomorrow.
Okay, that's good.
There are some useful words in this conversation, so let's get started. Tina is leaving now.
We come to work in the morning and we leave at night. You can say goodbye to people by saying, I'm leaving now. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. We should say, I will see you tomorrow. But this is a short way of saying the same thing. See you next week. See you on Tuesday. We use a lot of phrases this way.
But wait a minute. Tina is leaving early for this haircut. It's only 3 o'clock.
Well, I like how we are using the word only here. It tells us we expect something different. You only ate 2 slices of pizza? You only call your mom once a month?
So why is Tina going so early? Again, this word so here shows that we also think it is really early.
Yes, but before we answer that, let's go to Christina to tell us more about the word haircut.
Tina 要去剪头发。James 说 ,you're leaving work for a haircut. 我们来看 haircut 这个字，它是由 hair 和 cut 两个字组合而成的复合名词。剪头发的意思，我们来看看它的用法。美发师可以问你 ,do you want a haircut? 或者你问美发师说 ,can you give me a haircut? 剪完头发第二天上班对同事说 ,I got a haircut yesterday.同时称赞你的新发型 I like your new haircut 这个都是复合名词 haircut 的用法
Thanks, Christina. Okay, let's go back to this question. Why is Tina going so early for a haircut?
Well, she has an appointment with her hairdresser.
What?
I said she has an appointment with her hairdresser.An appointment is when you agree to meet someone at a certain time.
Okay, I know that, Peter, but what?
Oh, a hairdresser. They are like a barber. They cut your hair, but they also know how to style it so it looks good, too. They can even add color to your hair.
But she is leaving work for a haircut? That doesn't make sense. Why doesn't she go after work or on the weekend?
Okay, well, she says that she just can't get an appointment then.
Oh, okay. A doctor's appointment, a family emergency. These are reasons to leave work early.
Okay, well, don't worry. She'll work extra hours tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Extra means more. So we can say she will make up that time tomorrow by working more.
Well, do you still think that it's a good reason to leave work for a haircut?
Well, there might be better reasons for leaving work early, but if she asked her boss and her boss said it was okay, then I think it's okay.
Right, as long as people know you are doing this, maybe it's all right. Well, I'm glad she is working extra hours tomorrow, so everything should be okay.Extra is a really good word to know. We use this a lot. You say, can I have extra ketchup, please, when you go to the restaurant?
I like extra whipped cream on top of my ice cream sundae.
And let's have a little extra review. Friends, let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Upset. Upset. Frank was upset because he lost his dog.
Shout. Shout. The teacher shouted at her students.
Ketchup. Ketchup. I love ketchup on my burgers.
Leave. Leave. I'm leaving for France tomorrow.
Hairdresser. Hairdresser. Lisa's hairdresser ruined her hair.
Extra. Extra. We'll need one or two extra chairs. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hi, Taylor. I'm a little upset.
Oh, no. Why?
A customer shouted at me.
What happened?
I said, "You want ketchup?" Then she shouted, "No, if I want something, I'll ask."
I see. The customer didn't understand you.
Oh, what should I say next time?
Okay, James, I'm leaving now. See you tomorrow.
It's only 3 o'clock. Why are you going so early?
I have an appointment with my hairdresser.
You're leaving work for a haircut. Why don't you go after work or on the weekend?
I can't get an appointment then. Don't worry, I'll work extra hours tomorrow.
Okay, that's good.
Well, a lot of English students laugh at me sometimes because of the tone of my voice. But in English, it does have different meanings. We learned that question, "You want ketchup?" When it goes up at the end of the question or at the end of the sentence, then it becomes a question. If it goes down, you are telling someone something. It's a statement.
That's right. So we have up and down. Up is for questions, down is for a statement. We can also lengthen a single word to give it more attention. For example, you want ketchup? I made you a little longer, and maybe that's because I didn't think you liked ketchup.
Well, we have a friend eating a big sandwich. Let's practice some sentences. So, you ate that whole sandwich.
Is that a statement or a question?
And then, you ate that whole sandwich?
Okay, so both of those are statements. The second one sounds more surprised. You're focusing on, you ate that whole sandwich?
Or, you ate that whole sandwich? Friends, make sure to practice. But we're out of time. Let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
You want an apple?
No. If I want an apple, I'll ask.
Hey, you are upset.
No. If I'm upset, I'm shouting.
You are shouting.
No. Yes, you're right. I am shouting. I guess I am upset.
Why? I just asked if you wanted an apple.
But it didn't sound like you were asking. You said you want an apple.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'll be more careful next time.
Good.
Hey, wait! Did you see that? James just left. He didn't say why. He didn't say goodbye. Oh, now I'm shouting. Now I'm upset. He left. Don't understand.
Oh. Okay, friends, it's Monday. Let's practice some questions together. Here's question number one. Why is Alan upset? Why is Alan upset?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Alan is upset because a customer shouted at him. Here's question two. Can you help Alan? What should he say to his customers? Can you help Alan? What should he say to his customers? Here are some answers from some of our friends.
Can I help Alan? What should he say to his customers? Well, I don't know. You know, it's not always easy to deal with difficult people. When someone's being mean to you, sometimes you want to be mean right back, but that doesn't usually help. So, it's not always easy. I don't know, Alan. I wish I could give you some better advice.
Can I help Alan? What should he say to his customers? Well, Alan, I'm sorry. This sounds like a hard situation. I was a waitress once, and sometimes people are really rude or mean, and I think the best advice is to stay calm and be polite and just say, I'm sorry you're upset. Can I help you with anything else? Maybe that's best.
Can I help Alan? What should he say to his customers? Well, I'm not sure if I can help Alan or not. But I know that Alan's usually kind and he wants to help his customers, so he just needs to remember to be polite, and if they get angry, try to ask in a very nice way what the problem is and apologize for upsetting them. It's not easy to make all your customers happy, but you can try.
How can I help Alan? What should he say to his customer? Actually, I have had experience with rude customers before. So I would tell Alan to not get angry, no matter what the customer says or does. Just remain calm and polite and try to see what the customer wants. And if the customer still is rude, just don't let it affect you personally.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.